No, I don't think it's a step back. It's just natural evolution. I mean, you could see exactly the same thing happening in the Alps, where, you know, mountains like the Matterhorn, Mont Blanc, are guided, and hundreds of people go up every single day, guided by professional mountain guides. And it's almost an inevitable thing that that was going to happen in the Himalayas, and it has done. And it's enabled, you know, hundreds of people to reach the top of Everest. And, you know, it's not a giveaway. It's still tough going for those individuals. Personally, I think it must be absolutely frightful. I mean, you know, going up kind of 2,000 people at base camp, 200 people going up the Lhotse face, 100 people going for the summit in the day, reliant on a line of fixed ropes put up by the Sherpas. But that is something that's happened. But what the elite of climbers are doing, and they're doing extraordinary things, are going out, climbing alpine style, in very small parties, four maximum, usually two, very often solo, and that is climbing adventure at its utmost. And there are still thousands of unclimbed ridges and faces in the Himalayas, on the peaks that are under 8,000 metres. Everest, as if you like, is no longer a place for the pioneer, and the pioneers have gone elsewhere.